I knew that's what you were getting at.
Yeah.
I know it looks like I like to eat. And the truth of the matter is I do like to eat.
Amen.
And there is some good food in Sicily. My name is James Lasseter. I'm out of New Beginnings Baptist Church in White House, Tennessee. I've never been this far north in my life. And thank you. It is a milestone. I am impressed to see there is, you know, fields and trees and things like that up here, and it's actually warm today. It's not cold. Having lived and grown up in Tennessee, you get the impression that the only farmland is in the south, and that north is always just ice and snow, and I see that's not the case, and so that is a blessing. But I'm out of New Beginnings Baptist Church in White House, Tennessee. And just to tell you a little bit about myself real quick, I've been a police officer for the past 10 years. May of last year, May the 8th to be exact, was my last day as a commissioned officer in the state of Tennessee. I was on the SWAT team and on a gang unit there. I worked all those 10 years in projects, and y'all probably know what projects are, but projects are is housing and government housing. By virtue, at least in Tennessee, government housing, things that go hand in hand with government housing is drug use, lots of crime, thefts, assaults, shootings. We have a gang problem down there, a lot of gang violence that takes place. So I stayed busy those 10 years there. But it was while I was at the police department that a man had invited me to church. And just a little plug, and be faithful and invite people to church.
Amen.
You don't know what it might lead to. You don't know how the Lord's dealing with them. And but he invited me to church, and I had done the things that the world does in a pursuit of whatever, happiness or peace or whatever. And just for those of you who don't know, that that doesn't satisfy. The Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season, and
right.
Might I add, the season is quite short. You end up going again and again just to try to satisfy that whatever's missing inside of you. And so with my mentality was, when he invited me to church, well, I might as well. As long as you don't cook me and eat me, I'll go. And so I went. And it was while I was there that I heard the pastor preach on having a head knowledge of salvation versus a heart knowledge. Now, I had said a prayer when I was 8 years old in children's church, but I just went, I knew, hey, hell's a bad place. Don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Heaven sounds like a good place, so you know, I'd like to go there. And if I have a choice, I'll pick the good over the bad. And so I went forward with a little group of kids, and we said a prayer. You know, we repeated this prayer this guy did, and we were told we were saved. But the Bible says, with the mouth, confession is made, but with the heart. And that was what, at that point for me in my life, my heart was not engaged at all. I was just, you know, he could have said, you know, turn around, jump on one foot. You know, I would have done it. I just, you know, besides that, we got juice and a cookie, you know. And and it was a good thing. I understood it was a good thing to be saved. So that was my salvation experience, if you want to call it that, up to that point. So when I went to church and he started preaching on having head knowledge and heart knowledge, I became under conviction. And I tried reasoning with God, and you've probably never done that, but I tried to reason with God, and, you know, Lord, I said that prayer, you know, I memorized those verses when I was little. In my opinion, I should be good. And the Lord just stayed on me and kept convicting me, and that night I got on my knees and just confessed that, I know what the Bible says, and I believe it. And I accept what Christ did on the cross. I finally got hold of what he did for me. And asked him to come into my heart and save me and take over my life. And it was at that point that I said, Lord, I realize that now as a grown man, I have wasted so much of my life. And if I was to stand before you, I would have nothing to show for my time here. All I had accomplished to that point was doing things that I wish I had never done. And the way I saw it was I had given the devil ammunition to shoot at me every day, which he is faithful to do. And so I offered myself, Lord, if you find some use for me. I didn't know what it could be. From my mind, what in the world is God going to do with a police officer, SWAT team guy? I mean, you know, but I had this bright idea because I met this guy named Dave Spurgeon. And I thought, you know what? I think I know how I can serve the Lord. You know, I'll be like anti-Spurgeon. He'll be this. He'll be the gangster guy. And I'll be the police guy. So, but, you know, God wasn't within 100 miles of that thing. No matter how hard I tried, I could not get a door open. You know, I had it all planned out. I had my sermons already planned out. I was going to do the whole armor of God. And I was going to have my SWAT gear. I mean, I had it all planned out. And that way I wouldn't have to quit my job. I could keep my retirement. I could keep my benefits and keep my money and everything else. But like I said, God wasn't with that. And so it took me a little while, to be honest with you, but I finally surrendered to go to the mission field. And God had called me to go to Sicily. Now, I lived in Sicily in the early 90s during Desert Storm. I was there as a military police officer. And that was my first exposure to the Catholic Church. Anybody here former Catholics? Okay. Well, understand this. Where I'm from, in Middle Tennessee, there is no Catholic Church. We had no Catholic Church in my town, in the next town, or the next town, or in the next town, or in the next town. So now I had heard of the Catholic Church. I'd heard about it. But my first exposure to the Catholic Church was in Sicily. And they say if you want to see the true nature of something, you need to see it in an environment where there's nothing holding it back. And my first exposure to the Catholic Church was in Sicily. And you know, what I saw was idolatry. Now, at the time, I just thought it was weird that these people would actually go and kneel at these statues, because that's what they were to me. Kneel at these statues, and they'd burn candles and flowers, take flowers and leave money and pray. And I thought, man, that is so odd. Where did they come up with that? But it really made an impact on me. And that was my first exposure to the Catholic Church. So when God started dealing with my heart about going to the mission field, and obviously it was Sicily, I found that God uses your past experience for His honor and His glory in the future. And that being said, we went to Sicily last May. I'm going again a week from Tuesday, as a matter of fact. So pray for safe travels there. Brother Salvatore Galeotto, anybody ever heard of him? Okay, he's the only missionary over there in Sicily right now trying to reach the Sicilian people with the gospel. Sicily's home to over 5 million people. The city of Palermo, which is where God has called me to go, is population 1.2 million people, and there is no work of truth in that city. That kind of becomes fairly evident since there's only one guy over there. And it's hard for one man to reach 5 million plus. I'm just grateful the Lord has found some use for me. My pastor, and I struggled with that, but my pastor told me it wasn't my ability that God's after. It was my availability. And so I did make myself available to him. And he has been faithful. We started full-time deputation in July. And today we're knocking at 40%. So the Lord has been faithful in spite of what's going on in this country. He's faithful. And he's just looking for some faithful people to surrender to him. So all I ask for you to do is hopefully at some point in time in the future I'll be able to come back up and actually give you a presentation and give you a little more official presentation of what we hope to do over there. But in between now and then, if you haven't, you can grab a prayer card, one of our prayer cards off the back table, just remember us in prayer. That's all we ask. You know, I believe that God's will done God's way will never lack God's supply. You know, the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth therein. That being the case, I believe if I let the Lord direct my steps, then I will be right where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there, including Sicily. I'm not worried about my support. I'm confident God's called me there, so when he's good and ready, I'll have my support. So, but what I do covet is your prayers, please. God inclines his ear to us. Don't ask me why. We don't deserve it, but he does. He wants us to come to him. So I ask, you know, when you pray, just grab a card, and you can pray for Brother Jimbo. Now, that's my name. That's on my Social Security card. It's a Tennessee thing. You wouldn't understand. But God knows me. God knows me as Jimbo. Just say, you know, Brother Jimbo, pray for him wherever he's at, whatever he's doing. I lift him up to you. Shouldn't take too long to say that. And I'd appreciate it, okay? So thank you very much. Amen.